Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio for Sunday, July 20th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? I say it every week. It's just the best show. Simple as that. Why? Not because of me. Because I get to sit back and watch God do an amazing work. I get to sit back and listen to the best Christian music around, because it is Christian independent artist, where we get to hear not only the music that you keep asking to hear more and more of, well, you've got two more hours of it this week, but you get to hear the message behind it, which is really cool. And as I pray every week, I pray God send who you want on the show. We have a new artist from a new state, and that's the state of Kentucky, in Berea, Kentucky, to be specific, if we want to get, and we may have to get a Rock the Flock map and just put little dots all over so I can keep up with it. But Brother Kevin Sexton is joining the show. God bless you, man.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better that you're here. So it's been a while. We've coordinated, because this, like I said, this show's booked out like crazy. And I get excited every week, because I don't want to say the show grows, but the Spirit of the Lord grows on this show.
I love that. Amen.
And it's because I get to see a man of God sitting in a chair right now looking at me, and I know there's something powerful that's going to come out of your lungs today.
Let's hear it. Let's go. Amen.
Are you ready? Are you ready to begin this?
I'm ready, brother. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to break down Mr. Kevin Sexton right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio, and welcome to the show, Mr. Kevin Sexton.
Hey, man.
Great to have you all the way from the... Now, what's the slogan for the state of Kentucky?
The bluegrass state, the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Commonwealth of Kentucky. There we go. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Brother Kevin, like I told you, you're not on a show. You're not just having your music played on a show. You're introducing yourself to a family. Mm-hmm. And it is the toughest question. Who is Kevin Sexton?
Well, hey, family, first off. And who's Kevin Sexton? I'm just a kid from Kentucky. Wouldn't say kid anymore. I'm 33 years old, but grew up here in Kentucky. I'll take you back to when I was 8 years old. My parents opened up a music store in Somerset, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And when I found out that they were doing this, my dad laid out some instruments, and like drumsticks, a guitar, a microphone, and he was like, hey, pick one. And I saw the guitar, and I was just like, that right there, I gotta play that guitar. I can't wait to start playing some Blink-182 and jamming out, you know? And so we went and ran with it. You know, growing up in that music store, I got to meet so many awesome people, some really cool characters, some wild characters too, you know? And being out in Somerset, you know, there was a pretty cool little music scene too. You know, there was like a battle of the bands every year, and it was just a lot of fun, and lots of cover bands like Metallica and Pantera cover bands, and some cool country cover artists and things like that. And so it just inspired me to drive even more into the music world. And that lasted till I was about 14. Then we moved to Richmond, Kentucky, which is like the next town up from where I'm at now. And there was a music camp during my high school years called Foster Music Camp. And it's one of the longest running music camps in the nation. And they had a guitar program. And I was like, this is so cool. I got to get into this. Let's take this next step further. And so I get in there, and the guitar professor lays down this sheet music right in front of me. I'm like, I don't know what this is. What are these little dots with lines on them and these lines going across with dots on it? You know, like, what is this? And so I dove into it. I learned how to do that. And my first year of college, it became a guitar performance major. And a couple years into that, I got sick with mono and had to drop out because I was sick for like 6 months. And it was really hard on my body. And so when I came back, that position in the guitar program had been fulfilled. And I was like, what do I do now? This is what I've been doing for the last 2 years, you know, like 3 years of my life. And so prayed about it, thought about, you know, what to do. And well, there was an opportunity for vocal performance. And I was like, sure, I might consider this. And as I was praying through that, that year was a new start to an audio engineering major degree as well. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Audio engineering, vocal performance, why not? Let's do it. And so I double majored that. I was just like, all in, let's do it. And so I did that my whole third year, fourth year of college, and met this lovely, lovely woman in my Bible study. And we took turns every week kind of giving testimony, you know, sharing some story of life. And that was her week to do that. And at the time, her name is Ariel. And I saw her speak during our Bible study. And I was like, man, this girl is like it. She is, that's the girl I've got to marry right there. And she's just like, you ever see that movie scene like where they're like, the woman just walks in and like the lights shine down and that moment, you know, that's what I feel like happened in my heart. I was just like, that's it. And so I, you know, me and my buddy who we were rooming at the time with, you know, we were talking and I told him, I was like, man, who is that girl? And he was just like, yeah, that's Ariel. And so, you know, we prayed, you know, I was like, man, I think that that's the girl I should date. And so we prayed about that, and then we left and went to go get some tacos. And we got to this taco place, and she's sitting there in this booth, and she was like, oh, hey, guys, you know, come over here and sit with me. And so, and this is something, like, if you ever know my wife, like, she's so shy, and so, like, to do that was, like, way out of her comfort zone. And so we sit there, and she gave me her number, and you know, we got to hit it off and talk for a few months, and then we started dating. And we dated for about a year, and then she, you know, moved off to medical school up in Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, for about 6 months, we were separated and, you know, long distance relationship. And I was like, I just can't do this anymore. It's like, either I ask this woman to marry me, I go up there with her, or we just break it off. And I was like, I can't break it off. I got to go up there with her. So I leave school, go up there and marry her. So I asked her to marry me, and it was just like the best decision of my life, you know. And I go up to Cleveland, Ohio, and I start school up there online. And I was doing Liberty University. I was going to, you know, major in biblical history and theology. Mm-hmm. And a year into that program, I got meningitis. Mm. And I'm, you know, sitting here like, God, why in the world would, like, I'm trying to finish school. I get most of my way through at Eastern Kentucky University. Now I'm at Liberty University Online. I'm trying to finish all of this out, and I get sick again. And I pray, and God's like, school's not for you, brother. and so the more I pray, I'm like, what do I do? You know, I need a degree. I got to do this. I got to do that. And there was a church that I was volunteering at up there, Grace Church, in Middleburg Heights, Ohio, and right, it's a suburb of Cleveland there. And they were launching a greenhouse class to raise up pastors in. Mm-hmm. And so they had a worship program in that. And so I applied for it. I got in, and, you know, this is right after I got out of meningitis. So, like, I had meningitis for a good solid time, you know. So my recovery time in that, and coming out of that, I get into this program. Well, they take me to, you know, take me through the pro, you know, the steps of becoming a pastor and training me in biblical history and theology. And I get, you know, time to lead worship at this church. And it was just such a great time and a time of growth. I mean, whenever they call it a greenhouse class, I mean, it really, really was that, you know. And so they got to raise me up and to teach me a lot, and had some fantastic mentors. Some of my best friends in my life are up there. And it was like one of the best churches I've ever been at. And then I went down to Florida with my wife. My wife went from medical school to residency, and we ended up in St. Petersburg, Florida down there. And so we were there for 3 years. I was a worship leader at a church down there. And again, another great time, and you know, just got to meet some amazing people, see God move, see God work. And you know, down there, I started beginning to really dive into music writing and songwriting. And so, you know, I've always been into compositions and doing like little music for video games and things like that. And so, you know, I was like, no, I got to take this a step further. I want to tell my story about how I met Jesus and how he's changed my life. And I want to start writing songs about the goodness of God and how through the name of Jesus, there's redemption, there's forgiveness, there's mercy, all these things that I've been living for all of these years now. I need to tell the world about this. How do I do it? And so I just started sitting down at a piano, my guitar, and just putting words on paper, and God just pouring out his love on me as I'm doing this. And the majority of the time, it's mostly just a time of prayer, in all honesty. Like the majority of the songs that I write, no one's ever going to hear. Like, and so, you know, but the more that I dove into this, the more that God just started to reveal himself to me in the way that he loves me. And so, you know, 3 years of being down there for my wife's residency, we found out that she got a job in Kentucky here, like right next to where we used to live, where we went to college, where we met each other. And, you know, we took it right back to where it all began. You know, our first date was right here in Berea, Ohio, or Berea, Kentucky, not Berea, Ohio, sorry, in Berea, Kentucky. And we got married just 30 minutes south of where we're living now. You know, like it all came right back full circle. And since we've been here, God has really poured out into our marriage, into this music, and into the church that God's planted me in. And so I guess to wrap it all up, I'm just a kid from Kentucky who loves Jesus and who gets to experience this wild ride and adventure with my Lord Jesus. And he's just taken me all through this, through struggles, through pain and tribulation, but also through redemption and through his grace and the joy that he brings, even in the midst of suffering.
Amen. What a story that, you know, here I am right here, and here's my plan, God. You know, this is what I want to do. And isn't it funny how God's plan seems to override our plan? And he moves you around, but as he's doing it, just like David was being prepared, he prepares your wife, and brings you right back. And you wouldn't have gotten any of that if you'd have stayed there in the whole time.
Oh, yeah, man. Who knows where I would have been? I could have been with the wrong crowd. I could have dove into some silly things in life, made more mistakes. But, you know, the hunch that the Holy Spirit gave me was just like, no, man, go to your wife. Like, this is your wife. Go marry her. Go be with her. And ever since then, of saying yes to that, the whole trajectory of my life has just been a wild roller coaster, but so amazing.
Do you do marriage counseling?
I don't.
Because some people need to hear that story. Mm. They do. Well, all right. Well, I tell you what, brother, we'll come back, and I think I got some impromptu stuff for you to do.
Cool.
So we'll be back with Kevin Sexton right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, you've heard a little bit about his life, the way God just took him on an amazing journey. Kevin, we'll get into music here in a minute. But as I say, behind all the music, it doesn't matter how many songs you write, doesn't matter how many you produce, how many you get out on platforms that people can stream and listen to, there's scripture behind all of it.
Absolutely.
We talked earlier about the backbone to things. Scripture is the backbone to all of this because it's the Word of God. Mm-hmm. What scripture did you bring to the show?
Oh, man. It's my favorite, absolutely favorite. And this is all the way back to when I first became a believer. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And it says this: to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely been the highlight verse for every stage of my life so far. Especially, you know, once I got into the relationship with my wife, you know, leaving my hometown, going to areas I've never been to before and live there and have jobs I never had before, you know, experience sicknesses that I never had before, and to lean not on my own understanding, but to trust in him in all of my ways, he made those paths straight.
And that's a powerful word for people that are listening that don't understand maybe why things are going on in their life. And it's hard to explain to them that, like we talked a few minutes ago, that really our plan doesn't mean anything. You know, we submit to the Lord and his plan in our lives, and we have faith that, as he said, all things work for his good. And if we can just have the patience to be able to wait on his answer, there will be an answer. Now, it may not be the one we want to lean on to, but it's coming.
And I'll be the first one to say I'm the most impatient person in the world. It's so bad. But when you lean on God and not your own understanding, that is part of that he will teach you, is to be patient, to be slow. And, you know, there's another verse that says, be still.
Yes.
And know that I am God. And he will feed into your faith in him and teach you that patience. And he'll give you just that, like I said, that clear path. And it might take a week, it might be a day, it might be a year, you know, it might be 5 years. But in that waiting, in that patience, he will build you up and he'll get you ready for that next step.
Amen. Well, thank you for bringing that to the show. That is awesome.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Because that's kind of neat, because in the back of my mind was be still. And I have to work on that, as crazy as my life is, that, you know, I pray before my meals, I pray during the day, I pray when I go to bed, I pray when I get up every morning. But I found out that I have to go outside, and it's cool because I've taught my little grandson this. And we go out and we just be quiet and we listen to the birds. We listen to the wind going through the trees. We listen to the squirrels running up and down the trees, and to listen to the magnificence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's all his works.
Yeah, man. When I hear the words be still, it takes me back to Mark chapter 4. When they're on the boat and it's like storming all around them and they think they're all going to die. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is he's sleeping. He's in a slumber. and they're all freaking out. The disciples are going nuts. And Jesus wakes up. He goes onto the top of the boat and he says, be quiet, be still. Mm-hmm. And then the wind and the waves obey him. And so it's so comforting to me that if we trust in the Lord, he'll teach us to be still. And so with all of these things that are going around us that seem like a big storm, and it's just like winds going crazy, and we feel like life could be falling apart and it's going to be the last day ever. You know, you're freaking out. If we just remember that God himself told the winds and the waves to be quiet and be still, he'll do that for you if we just trust in him.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Amen. Let's go.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about your music and a song that you brought to the show.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back with Kevin Sexton right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or like I said last week, and I listened to it. I really don't like listening to myself, but this did sound pretty cool. Maybe you're just scrolling over all those podcasts that you listen to, and you tripped up and you found this one, and you can't stop listening. Thank you for stopping by. Brother Kevin Sexton, now it's time to talk about your music. So okay. Now I took care of everybody on the airways. I took care of everybody on the internet and the podcast. So we got them lined up.
Sounds great, man.
How long have you been performing?
Performing, quite some time. I would say about 20 years, since I was about 13, 14 years old. When I was in high school, got into choir, musicals, that whole shebang, loved it, ate it up. And so, you know, I would say, you know, really performing since I was about 13, 14.
Now, when you play, you said you're about, what, 2.5 hours away from Nashville?
About 3.5, yeah.
3.5, okay. Do you ever get down that way, or do you have opportunities in Berea?
Yeah, there's not too many opportunities here in Berea, but, you know, I did a short little small tour a few months back, mm-hmm. back in early spring, and we went actually just south of Louisville, E-Town, Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We went down to Tampa Bay, did a couple shows down there, and we did do one here in Berea as well at the church that I'm a worship pastor at right now. So
okay.
But I travel out to Nashville probably 1 to 2 times a month just to, you know, fellowship with other believers, network with people, you know, record some music, write some songs. And, you know, so that's about what that consists of so far.
Well, you look like you've got a pretty good setup, because that doesn't look like a normal mic that you're on right now. I see a keyboard on the side. So what kind of instruments do you play? We know you play the guitar, but what mm-hmm. other instruments do you play?
Yeah, so like I was saying earlier, I grew up in a music store, so I had access to a little bit of everything. So I'm like a jack of all trades, a master of none type guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I play guitar. That's what I studied in college. But, you know, I play piano. So you see a keyboard back here. I play piano. I'm a vocalist. I also play a little bit of bass guitar. If I'm, you know, I can't really play the drums, but if I want to lay down an idea to send that to a drummer or to communicate with people, you know, I can totally do that too. You know, in college, I learned how to play a little bit of violin and cello, some saxophone, things like that. But, you know, again, jack of all trades, master of none.
No, you're very, very talented and very gifted.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's what that is. So. Well, all right. Well, you sent a song
yep.
called When I Met You.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really just, I'm blown away. Your first radio interview, you're doing an amazing job. And hopefully this will be the first time this song's played on radio. And it'll be played.
I think it is.
And yeah. It'll be played on this show, which I'm just going to say, thank you, Lord. What encouraged you? What inspired you to write the song?
Yeah. I was sitting at my church a couple years back, and I was wanting to convey I have a hard time just talking and sharing words of how God has truly changed my life. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there's lyrics in a song, but the instrumentation to me can tell a story that amplifies what the words are saying. Mm-hmm. And so like you'll hear in the drums, like a heartbeat, you know, or like you'll hear some strings that are telling a story of just the motions of how my emotions were going when I first met God, mm-hmm. you know, feeling joy and upbeat, but also kind of feeling a relief from the stress and the anxiety I had been feeling and depression that I had been feeling. And so, you know, the words are there, but if you listen closely to the music itself, it tells a story that amplifies what those words are saying. And so in this song, it's just a testimony sharing, this is how God changed my life. This is what he's done to me. You know, he picked me up, he turned me around, and, you know, he gave me new desires. And, you know, the fact that, you know, he gives me what I don't deserve, that's his goodness, that's his mercy. And I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. There's nothing I could have done to do that, but he still swooped in, left the 99 for the one, and changed my life.
Well, amen. Well, would you do the honor of introing your song?
Absolutely. My name is Kevin Sexton, and you're listening to When I Met You.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you to all the Christian independent artists and the labeled artists that asked to be on the show. That is, again, thank you, Lord. What a blessing. You guys are totally amazing. Thank you for coming together to form this show and make it what it is. And it's a one of a kind. This week, we have a one of a kind on the show. A godly man. I can say the spirit of joy is upon you. You would be someone that would be, I don't want to call it the life of the party, but I could tell you would demand respect, because the Holy Spirit is about you. Mr. Kevin Sexton.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate those kind words, brother.
Well, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely. Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on this show, Lord, that are on the show, and for those to come. God, thank you for the guest this week. Thank you for bringing Brother Kevin to the show. Lord, that I'm glad we had the time to talk about his music, but God, I'm glad we spent more time talking about your word. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will guide him, that you will protect him, he and his wife, that you will put a hedge of protection around them, that you will send angels to guide them.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless his voice, to bless his pen, to bless his hands on all those instruments, and bless each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
There you go, Brother Kevin.
Appreciate it, man.
Your first radio interview of many, of many in the books.
Yeah, this is great.
Well, man, I really appreciate you, the verse that you brought, and the two things that I want to say again that we pulled out of that verse. And as we talked about it, and for people that are listening, because we talk about it every week, people struggle like crazy in these days. Mm-hmm. We live in some kind of society now, but when people start leaning on their own understanding, that's where we've gotten off the path.
Absolutely.
and that we're not to lean on that understanding. We're to lean on the Lord.
Amen.
Because he has, and, you know, I heard it on radio today. It's the, yeah, it is the narrow path, and it's not easy. But it's not as hard as how we treated his son when he was on earth. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be okay. And then you reminded us to be still.
Yeah.
To listen to God's voice in the madness of our cell phones, the computers we're on, our work schedules, the constant demand on us to take that time to shed all that and listen to the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will direct you. And we talked about it. It may not be in the direction that you want to go, but you trust in that direction. Because he has laid out our lives for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for good.
Amen.
It's for his good. Let me rephrase that, because people will twist that around. It's for his good. No, I'm not a feel-good guy, no. I fear the Lord, and I don't want to mess up, okay?
It's for his good. Amen. I love that. For his glory and for his good.
Amen. Well, Brother Kevin, anything to close the show?
I just want to say to all the listeners right now that Jesus loves you.
Mm.
He knows where you are. He knows your thoughts. He knows your emotions. He knitted you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just urge you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, to not lean on your own understanding, but in every single way that you possibly can, to trust in him, to put your faith in him, and then he will make your paths straight.
Amen. Well, Brother Kevin, how can listeners connect with you?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram. I have a Facebook page. If you follow me on Instagram at Kevin Sexton Music, I'll be on there. You could send me a direct message and I will message you back every time. I promise you, I don't care if there's a thousand of them, I will get to it. I'm that type of guy. I don't want to keep anybody waiting. You know, if I reach out to somebody, you know, I love to hear back. And so if you reach out to me, we'll have a conversation, and I would love to just chat with you. And if you have any questions about life, about God, about Jesus, about the Bible, shoot those questions to me too. I'm a pastor at heart, and I love to see people grow in scriptures, in their relationship with Jesus, and for fellowship to happen. And so reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And go listen to my music on Spotify, Apple Music, and on Radio Alabama.
There you go. Well, Brother Kevin, again, thank you for taking the time, for blessing us this week. And again, I will be praying for you, and I ask our listeners and artists that are listening this week to keep Brother Kevin, his wife, in your prayers, and that God will continue to open doors in your life. And I can't wait to see where he takes you.
Mm. Thank you, brother.
All right. That's Kevin Sexton on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897 WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.